From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, June the 9th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Katie Kosajowski is reporting in the Daily Mail, as Greene County lawmakers consider a new local law to regulate the use of styrofoam materials at food establishments, the county legislature heard from styrofoam industry representatives during a recent public safety committee meeting. Similar laws have been adopted in Ulster and Albany counties. The committee heard from Mike Levy, a senior director of the American Chemistry Council, and Chris DeAngelis from Genpak, a food packaging manufacturer based in Glen Falls. Levy told the committee the foam is 98% air and that much of the material currently produced should be recycled. DeAngelis said a major advantage to using styrofoam is its cost. The material is cheaper than other products used to package food. He said styrofoam was banned in Albany County because of the large amount of litter found in the streets. Levy denied there is any ill effects associated with the use of the material. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced the latest round of new Farmers Grant Fund June the 8th with over $743,000 in grants to support 25 early-stage agricultural businesses across New York State, including a few locally. The MX Morningstar Farm in Columbia County got a $19,200 grant, and the Sparborough Bush Farm in Columbia County got $16,932. Dutchess County, the Owl Wife Farm received $15,728, and the Saw Kill Farm received $33,925. In Ulster County, the Platte Creek Maple Farm got $26,289 from the program, now in its second round, that is meant to assist, and I quote, early-stage farmers in improving their farm's profitability and, as a result, adding to the diversification and growth of New York's agricultural sector, end quote. The New York State Senate passed legislation on June the 8th, sponsored by Senator George Amador, that will allow land acquired by Greene County last year for a new jail in Coxsackie to be used for additional purposes, possibly a 911 energy call center or other law enforcement or municipal purpose. Amador said in a press release, and I quote, last year I was happy to sponsor a bill at the request of the Greene County Legislature to allow the county to acquire a 50-acre parcel of land in order to build a much-needed new jail and help save taxpayer dollars. This bill will provide greater flexibility when it comes to the use of land. It makes sense that other related facilities be allowed to be located on the same land if the county finds it appropriate, end quote. The bill now goes to the Assembly, where it is sponsored by Assemblymember Peter Lopez, with just a few days left in the legislative session. The jail would go on land just south of the entrance to the medium-security Greene Correctional Facility in Coxsackie, replacing a very old facility in Catskill. In 2014, Zephyr Teachout was the outsider insurgent candidate for governor, taking 33% of the vote against Andrew Cuomo in the Democratic primary. In 2016, Teachout is in another Democratic primary, though this time she's the insider, with U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer and other mainstream Democrats backing her against Columbia County farmer journalist Will Yandick in the 19th congressional primary election June the 28th. Schumer said in a statement announcing his support on June the 7th, and I quote, I am pleased to endorse Zephyr Teachout for Congress. She is a tenacious reformer who will fight to keep our water clean, fix our broken campaign finance system, and make sure women earn equal pay, end quote. Teachout also has the endorsements from Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, presidential candidate Bernie Sanders, and many other Ulster County-based elected officials, while Yandick recently was endorsed by Hudson Mayor Tiffany Martin Hamilton. Matthew Hamilton in Capital Confidential reports that farm owner groups want Governor Andrew Cuomo take their side in a lawsuit over farm worker rights filed by the New York Civil Liberties Union. The suit, on behalf of a North Country dairy worker, would expand labor protections and allow farm workers to organize. On June 7th, different groups representing farm owners asked Cuomo for help. Currently, the State Labor Relations Act excludes agricultural workers. The lawsuit supporters say that is unconstitutional. Hamilton writes, and I quote, because an amendment to the state constitution approved in 1938 extended the right to organize for all workers, regardless of industry, end quote. When the lawsuit was announced, Cuomo said his administration would not go to court to defend an, I quote, unacceptable flaw in the State Labor Relations Act, end quote. You can read that full story in Capital Confidential. The Daily Freeman reports that New York State Public Employees Federation members voted on June the 7th in favor of a one-year agreement with the state while continuing negotiations for a longer-term contract. The union says their more than 54,500 professional scientific and technical employees get a 2% retroactive raise in the temporary contract. The contract applies to employees at state agencies and facilities and at Roswell Park Cancer Institute and the School for the Deaf and Blind. Katie Kosajansky is reporting in the Daily Mail that country music fans will gather at Hunter Mountain this weekend when the Taste of Country Music Festival comes to town. In its fourth year, the three-day festival will feature headliners Kenny Chesney, Jake Owen, and Kid Rock, and 21 other acts, including Big and Rich, Jana Kramer, and the Swan Brothers. The event is produced by Town Square Productions, a collaboration between Town Square Media Group and Check 5 Festivals. According to Town Square Media, 50,000 people attended the 2015 Taste of Country event. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Today is day 7 of the WGXC All Together Now 2016 Summer Pledge Drive. During the next 2 weeks, WGXC programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $20,000 to keep WGXC hands-on radio on the air, live and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to WGXC/donate. Thank you for supporting Creative Community Radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting scattered showers and thunderstorms before 1 p.m. today. Then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. Then there will be more scattered showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 65 degrees. On Wednesday night, isolated showers before 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 46 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, isolated showers before 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 46 degrees. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 47. And on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 71 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 48. Sunrise today was at 5:18 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:30 p.m., providing us with 15 hours and 11 minutes of daylight. 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 9th day of June 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.